Gibby uses the lost wax casting method. This provides the detail for which collectors are searching. The lost wax casting process, although very complex, can be divided into 7 basic operations. As in any complex process, there is an unlimited number of micro steps and craftsmanship involved to produce fine art. Master mold. After an artwork has been completed in clay, a master mold is created. This is completed by using a high-definition rubber to capture the detail of the sculpture and following with several layers to create a durable thickness of rubber. Following the application of the rubber, a plaster mold is applied to envelop the rubber to help retain the general shape of the clay when removed. This master mold allows the addition of multiple sculptures to be created. Wax. A thin layer of hot wax is applied to the interior of the rubber mold to pick up the detail now captured in the rubber. Subsequent layers of wax are built up to create the final thickness of the bronze. Sprues, which are made up of solid wax tubes, are added as gateways to allow the bronze to flow into the areas that make up the final sculpture. Ceramic shell. The wax structure is submerged into a liquid slurry and then dusted with a very fine zircon sand, again to provide detail for the final sculpture. Following the high-definition sand, 7 subsequent layers of liquid slurry and silica sand are built up to provide a ceramic shell of about 1/2 inch thick. The ceramic shell process can take a whole week to complete. Wax burnout and bronze casting. After the ceramic shells are completely dried, a large opening is cut into the base of the sprue system to create an opening to allow melting wax to escape and for the melted bronze to enter. The burnout oven is heated to 1500 degrees and the ceramic shell is placed inside. The oven does 2 things. It melts out the wax and it turns the ceramic shell into a very hard shell. As soon as the shell is ready, a technician in a volcano suit and Kevlar gloves reaches into the oven and grabs the shell, turns it so the pouring hole is facing upward, and places it onto a steel rack. 2 other technicians, also in heat suits and gloves, pour liquid bronze that was just heated to a temperature of approximately 1950 degrees into the shell. After about 30 minutes, the bronze has cooled enough for the next step. Metal preparation. Using large hammers and pneumatic chisels, a large portion of the shell is removed from the bronze. The bronze is taken into the sandblasting room, and the remaining ceramic shell is removed. The bronze pieces are then taken to the metal area, where powerful plasma cutters and grinders remove most of the sprueing system. The bronze pieces are now ready for chasing and assembly. Metal chasing is a process to remove any remaining undesirable metal and assemble the sculpture. The pieces are welded together, and the welds are chased so the welds disappear. Grinding and texturing tools are used to make the bronze look like the original clay sculpture. Following assembly, a final sandblasting is completed to prepare the sculpture for patina. Patina. Patination of a bronze is the process of adding color to the surface of a bronze sculpture. There are too many ways to accomplish the patina process, so I'll refer you to our patina options page to learn about the varying choices for patina. Following the patina process, the sculpture is mounted to a marble or wooden base.